Everyone else is asleep, so we have to be quiet, but I wanted to come and check on you. Say goodbye. My outfit. Yeah, about that. Can I sit here on the bed? You've been staying with us for a while, and I know you're leaving soon, but I've really enjoyed having you here. No, you haven't been a pain. You've actually been very pleasant. More than that, really, you talk to me. Not like they all talk to me, you know, but you really talk to me. And look at me. God, the way you look at me, it gives me certain feelings. Like, in a way that makes me feel like more than just a housewife. Not that there's anything wrong with being a housewife. I love it, actually. It's hard work, but I get a lot of fulfillment out of caring for my family. But I'm not just a housewife, you know? I'm a woman, too. A beautiful woman, all humility aside. And these past few weeks, while you've been here, I felt like that again. So, yeah, I wanted to wake you up in a special way today. And that's why I'm only wearing an apron. Because for the past few weeks, your eyes have been burning holes into my dreams. And it's made me feel sexy in a way that I didn't think I still could. And I deserve that. And I want it with you. No, don't say anything. Just... Mm-hmm. you. The side of my breast just kind of peeking out of my apron as I slowly stroke your cock. What if I pinch together my apron, not letting it slide between my tits? Your lips feel so soft under my finger. I'm going to get on top of you, but we have to stay quiet. We can't wake anyone.
Ugh.
Sure, no problem. It's too bad you're leaving. I'm glad we had this moment together. I hope that you'll think about me as much as I'll be.